Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Many times we could overcome the things of the world by just simply believing in what God says and looking through things through the eyes of Christ and not our eyes. When we look at things through our eyes, we fall into the judgment of actually what we see, what we taste, hear, smell. We fall into the sense realm. When we look at things through the eyes of God, the eyes of Jesus, it's a whole different game because now we see things spiritually. If we go to Revelation, why were we created? If you go to chapter 4, verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." He is supposed to receive all the glory, all the honor, and all our power. All our authority, all our efforts are supposed to be for our Savior. It's very easy in this world we live in. We get up in the morning, we go to our 8-hour-a-day job, or we do our chores, or whatever it might be. It's very easy to forget the day wasn't given us to fulfill a work day or fulfill our chores. The day was given to us to be a vessel for Jesus Christ for His glory. And we literally have to renew our minds with truth to remember that. Otherwise, we judge the end of the day by what have we accomplished? What have we done? And we literally forget every breath that we took, every time our heart beat, it was because of Jesus. But he says here, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Yes. In other words, everything exists because of Jesus Christ. Not some pagan god. No, actually Jesus Christ. And he actually walked the earth. And he actually walked amongst our ancestors, our fellow man, on the earth. The wise men saw it. They followed the star. The word of God, the spiritual word of God, became flesh, became a human, and dwelt amongst us. It's not a myth. It's not a fable. It's not a parable. It actually happened. Yes. And there's only one way to the Creator, and that's through His Word, who is Jesus Christ. Only one way to the Father. But it says here, "O Lord," it's referring to Jesus. He has created all things, and for His pleasure, they are and were created. You and I have to remind ourselves, gang, every minute of the day, as we go through our trials, as we go through our wants and our needs, good times and bad, regardless of what my concepts are, I was only created for the pleasure of Jesus. And I'm sure we'll only see the true. Right now we see it through a shaded glass. But once we pass this earth, and our spirit meets the Father, we'll see it so much clearer. But that is the objective, and that is the reason for our existence. Not our own accomplishments. And as I said the other day, you might have total continence of unbelievers. You might have total, where 90% of the Chinese, or 90% of the Indians, or 90% of all the continents are worshiping false gods. It's not relevant. At the moment, they're just blind. The fact remains, my Savior still created them. My God made them. My God spoke them into existence and actually died on the cross for their sins. And it's up to us Christians to be the light of the world, to pass the message of hope, the message of faith, the message of grace, that Jesus Christ can transform lives. Every religion, including quote-unquote Christian religions, have rituals and traditions. Every religion. However, when you become reborn, the same way Jesus Christ explained it to Nicodemus, when you are reborn, you get to see the kingdom of God. And when, because you're born of water, because you're a human, because you're born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when you become a new creation, now you can enter into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God does not come by observation, as Jesus told the woman at the well. It's not at this mountain or that mountain, but the kingdom of God is within you. And that's pretty simple. And we're told not to get away from the simplicity that is in Christ. The ritual of all these religions, the traditions of all these religions, many times the demons try to confuse it with so many things other than just the simple faith of a little child and you knowing that he's God and you are not. That's all it is. Let me go back a chapter. He's talking to a specific church here. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and the true, the beginning and the creation of God. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. If you're going through trials of life right now, if you're going through things with your marriage, things with your children, things with your job, if you're fighting loneliness, depression, whatever it might be, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. Because you know where that door is? That's not some door at the end of a hallway, no. That door is the entrance to your heart. And Jesus Christ wants to come and live in you. It's that easy. Accept him as your personal savior. But remember, once you accept Christ, as it says in verse 18 here, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire. You're going to go through trials. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a narrow gate. It's going to be a tight squeeze. You could lose all your friends. You could lose all everything for the sake of Christ on this earth, because everything that you see with your eyes is passing away. Everything that has life is going to die. Everything that you see is going to eventually corrupt. The mountains are going to melt. Every tree is going to pass. Every rock is going to melt. But it's only his word, the word of God, that's going to stay. This is what he warns us about. It's going to be tried with the fire. And the fire is the trials of life. And what does the fire do? It burns off the dross. It'll burn off your own concepts. It'll burn off your own escape methods. It'll burn everything off to where it's just you and Christ. And you will be naked in front of him. And there won't be anywhere to hide. And you will realize that you are nothing and I am nothing. And without him, we are nothing. He is our existence. I'll read that again. He has created all things, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. That's it, gang. And don't let some spiritual demon try to get into you and say, oh, well, what about all the poor Muslims and the poor this and the poor that? No. There's only two type of people, saved and unsaved. Those that have been touched by the word of God and totally changed, and those that aren't. Yes. It's those that are filled with the Holy Ghost and those that aren't. And how I define Holy Ghost is a conviction of sin. Because you do not have a conviction of sin until the Holy Spirit comes in you. And you know what I mean. You might know what right and wrong is, but I mean a strong conviction that you are literally getting in the way of God when you choose to live the way you want to live. But we're warned. There's going to be a few of us. There's just a remnant. But yet it's our fellowship. It's our prayers that the unsaved need. You know, Jesus told Peter that Satan wished to sift him like wheat. In other words, ground him into dust. But Jesus said, I pray for you. My prayers have protected you. And because we do the work of Jesus while we're on this planet, he uses us. It's our prayers through the Holy Spirit living in us. It's our prayers for our loved ones that aren't saved. It's our prayers for the people that we meet that don't know Christ. Gang, this is heaven or hell. This is Jesus or the devil. Yes. In the world, this world we live in, is ruled by the devil. It's his planet. It's a dead planet. It's going to die. Even Jesus Christ himself told Pontius Pilate, this isn't my kingdom. If it were, I'd send down 7 legions of angels and destroy the whole place. It wasn't. Christ, his example on the cross was he died. The flesh, he came into the world. The word became flesh. And the word was released and the Holy Spirit was released when actually that flesh literally had to die on a cross. And it's no different for you and I, gang. We have to put to death the deeds of this flesh. So don't be overcome by your lusts, your sexual lusts, your desires, your wants, your hatreds, your concepts, your likes, your dislikes. Beware of all that. And just say, Lord, I am a piece of clay. Direct my paths. Direct me in righteousness. And he even tells us in the book of Isaiah that we won't even need a teacher, a physical teacher, because we'll have one behind us, telling us which way to go, how to behave, what to say, when to shut up, when to voice, when to speak. Anybody of us who have tasted the goodness of God knows exactly what that verse means. You're totally relying on the Lord to direct your way. And what the Lord says here in Revelation 3, verse 19, as many as I love, as many as I love. It doesn't say here, as many as I love, oh, I give them a Cadillac, or I give them a beautiful 15-acre spread. No, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous and therefore repent. And that's for all of us, gang. But here he was talking to a church that had become lukewarm. They weren't cold, they weren't hot, kind of middle of the road. It's a very dangerous place to be, middle of the road. It's actually safer, according to the word here, to be cold than it is middle of the road. We're to be sold out for the Lord. Know him in your heart. Trust in him in your heart. Do his will. You were made for his glory. He lives and he reigns in you. And God bless you all. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.